Lesson 1. This is Commander Dana. I'm so glad to be with you today. Our subject that you're going to be teaching your super kids about is called 3-in-1. And you probably by now seen a written outline. And one of the things I love about teaching this particular subject is when we speak about the Trinity, it's one of those things that it's very difficult to wrap your mind around. It's almost like trying to think about God being without beginning. It's easier for me to think about our Heavenly Father as without end than without beginning, but there are some things in the Word of God that there's a mystery element to them. But one of the things I want you to bring out to super kids today is that this is a mystery. It's even considered one by many people to be one that you almost can't figure out. But God has said in His Word that He reveals mysteries to His people. And that's why on the very first headline, you'll read, "An amazing mystery solved." In other words, in God's Word, if you can let your kids know, boys and girls, super kids that are with me today, God is one God, but He's three different persons. It's amazing that our God is bigger than just being one. He's three. As you teach the kids this lesson, you know, I want you to understand it can be a challenging subject if you just teach it out of your brain. But if you'll spend time with God and really be thinking in the days before you teach this, if you'll be thinking about the unique and really interesting part of this truth that God is our Father, God is also our Son, God is the Holy Spirit. Be thinking about that and look into the scriptures that we've written down for you on this outline. And I believe that as you spend time with this, it will just become simpler because 1 Corinthians 2:14 tells us that God's wisdom is revealed to us by a spirit. It says the natural man doesn't really receive the things of the Spirit of God, but God reveals secrets. He reveals things that are hard to understand with the natural mind to His Spirit. And I want to make sure that as you teach this subject, don't let it be so intense that you start speaking to the kids like you're teaching adults. Make sure that you keep it interesting and don't stay on the mystery part too long. Rather, just let the kids know you're going to be talking about an amazing mystery today. But kids, we're going to open our Bibles. We're going to look into the Word of God, and we're going to watch this mystery get solved. Now, you'll notice at the bottom of your page, a word from Commander Dana. These are just a few little notes I put down for you to refer to and to give you maybe an idea on something that you could interject into the lesson. I mentioned the example of, you know, water can appear in three forms. I think that's the classic example. It can be, you know, it can be steam, it can be ice, it can be liquid. You know, words, three different way words can be used, three different ways. They can be thought, they can be spoken, they can be written. And of course, as you are learning today, they can be recorded. Anyway, God bless you as you have a great time with your children. Let me pray with you as we close. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll give wisdom and understanding to the teacher that's instructing their super kids today. Lord, I pray that your anointing will be there and that these kids, when they leave Super Kid Academy today, when they leave their class, they'll have truth about you in a clearer way than they have ever had before. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.